We have a mitzvah tzeitzer every week. Shabbat Kodesh, we learn in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, we learn from a pasuk, we learn it from Yom Kippuri, that chutz from Shabbat, we have to make tzeitzer Shabbat. We have to be mechaber on ourselves tzeitzer Shabbat. And the mechaber is poitek and Simon Reish Kamechalev, Siv Beis, Yesh Oimrim Shetorich Lo'oisif, Bichoyla La Kodesh. We have to make the Tzefet Shabbat, add on the Shabbat. And most of the Rishonim say this mitzvah is the right. Mitzvah is the right. The Bi'olocha brings that the reason that the Shulchan Aruch said Yesh Oimrim is because the Rambam is the Shita Yechidoe that argues on this. He says it's only the Rabbanon. But most of the Rishonim, the Yehorav Kotav, the Le'inyan Dine, Naktinon Ka Yesh Oimrim, most of the Rishonim, the Kol HaRishonim, Tzefet Ken. All the Rishonim hold that the Tzefet Shabbos is the right. Now we have very often things that are Shaykh, halachas are Shaykh to the Tzefet Shabbos. We'll start with what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Samech Gimel, Seif Tetzvo. Mi sheshoho leispalel mincho be'erev Shabbos. He came late to Shul, be'erev Shabbos, all the halachas of Shabbos, he came late. Had shekiblu hakol Shabbos. The tibur in the Beit HaKnesset already were mekabel Shabbos. They said Kabbalah Shabbos. They said Lechol Doidi. And he's coming to Shul and didn't daven Mincha yet. So what should he do? Lo yispalel Mincha. He cannot daven Mincha. The Mincha of Chol. He can't daven Mincha. Not of Chol and not of Shabbos. Bo yisay Beit HaKnesset. So what should he do? Yeilech chutz lo yisay Beit HaKnesset. He should go out of the Shul and over there to daven, because the people in the shul already want Kabbal Shabbat. You can't make your own, you can't be Poyresh Min HaTzibur. For you it's a weekday, for them it's Shabbat. You have to go out and make and daven Mincha outside. Mincha Shel Chol, Mincha of the weekday Mincha. That's the Shulchan Aruch, the Reish Samech Gimel, Seif Tetzvot. In Seif Yud Beis over there, it says like this. Im roiva kol kiblu aleiv. Most of the kol, most of the city, most of the people in the city were mekabel on themselves Shabbos. Hamiut nimshochim al achareiv. The other people that are not mekabel were nigral, go after the majority. Why? What's the pshat? Because the ikar, the kol, were mekabel already Shabbos, so there's a aloche that they go after the nigral after the most of the majority of the tzibur. So we have a question over here. We have a contradiction in the Chorus. In one side we see that if everybody in the shul already davened Kabbalah Shabbat, so he could go outside and daven his mincha of Yom Chol, of weekday. In such a thing we see, on the other side we see, in Seif Yud Beis, that if most of the tzibur were mekabel Shabbat, so the miut of the tzibur is nigral after the majority. So if he's nigra after the rov, if he's also considered part of the kehila that was mekabel Shabbos already, how could he go outside and daven mincha of Yom Chol, of a weekday mincha? You can't daven a weekday mincha if it's Shabbos by you. So even if you yourself wasn't mekabel Shabbos, but you have a din, it says in the Shulchan Aruch that if most of the tzibur were mekabel Shabbos, then you're nigra achar rov. You go after the rov. If you go after the majority of the tzibur, now mekabel Shabbos, so it's Shabbos for you. How could you go daven mincha shel chol, mincha a weekday mincha? That's a stira in the Shulchan Aruch, and we see more than this. It says that a woman that lights candles, so the hadlokas haneros in the lighting of the candles, she's mekabel Shabbos. She's mekabel on herself the Shabbos. She cannot make any melachas anymore. No melachas she could make. Not only melachas, she's mamish. The Shabbos went in by her only if she makes it night. She could make it night, but the ikar adin is not good for us to make it night. But that's the if the woman lit candles, so the Shabbos is in. The shayla is if the woman she davens every day and she forgot to daven mincha, she lit the candles. The Shabbos, everything was going fast, and she lit the candles, and she reminded herself, "Hey, guy, what's with mincha? I forgot to daven mincha. What's with it? She could go now and daven the mincha, the weekly mincha, or not?" Says the Mishneh Berurah, Mekabel Shabbat, she was Mekabel Shabbat with lighting the candle. The Hoin, the Kvarkiv Lo Shabbat, because she was Mekabel Shabbat, Shuv Efsholi Palel Tfilo Shel Choy. She cannot daven any more Tfilo Shel Choy. What should she do? She can't daven Mincha of Shabbat, because the Takona of Mincha of Shabbat is only Shabbat afternoon. She cannot now daven Mincha of Shabbat on Friday. But because she was Mekabel Shabbat, no Efsharut to daven, you cannot daven Mincha Shel Choy, the weekly Mincha. So what should she do? She should daven Mayriv Shtayim. She should Palel Mayriv Shtayim. She has to daven two lines, even if a woman doesn't daven Mayriv. The Iker Kabbalah, if woman doesn't daven, they could daven, they daven Shachet and Mincha. Mayriv does not make Kabbalah on herself. There's a notion to call you, they daven Mayriv also. But the Iker, Mayriv is Rashut, the Iker Aloch, it says in Gvor Bochus, Mayriv is Rashut. So the men are make Kabbalah on herself to daven also Mayriv, they cover them like a Choyba. But women are not make Kabbalah to daven Mayriv. But if she forgot Mincha, then she has to daven Mayriv twice. Not once, twice. Because you have to do the Mayriv as Tashlumin. The Minche, yeah, the Mayriv, the first Mayriv, and the second one has Tashlumin for Minche. If she will daven only one Mayriv, that will be Tashlumin. That will be the Mayriv. Yeah, so in order that it should be Tashlumin, she has to daven the first davening, that's the Mayriv, and the second davening is the Tashlumin. So we see Uncle Pony, that if she is Mekabel Shabbat, a person who is Mekabel Shabbat cannot daven Minche Shel Choy on Shabbat. So the question is much more. So how could it be that we should show holy talent, the 17th as well, we come late to shul, and all the tzibur is already in Kabbalah Shabbat, we're Mekabel already Shabbat. So we tell the person, go out of the shul and daven your mincha, your weekly day mincha. How could you daven your weekly day mincha if all the tzibur is Mekabel Shabbat, and it says in the Tifu base that the mute of the tzibur is nigra, go after the rov, the majority of the tzibur. What's the pshat? So we see over here, we see a contradiction also in Divrei HaToisef in two places, and then we'll get to understand the Etzem, a big chiddush in Tosefes Shabbos. There's two in Yonim in Tosefes Shabbos, and there's a Nafkamina. We'll see. Said in there's a Aloche Yomtev and Shabbos is the same thing, by the din in Tosefes. We learn one from the other. Shabbat or Shabbat of Yom Tov is also considered a Shabbat. And we have a halacha in the Gemara where it's quoted that there's a mitzvah etzer every Yom Tov of Simcha, mitzvah etzer of Simcha. Yeah, face of soon. You have to have it's a mitzvah etzer or I say to be b'simcha. It says in the Gemara where it's quoted, you cannot make a chasne, you can't make a simchas nisuin by shloisha regalim, by gimel regalim. Why can't you make a simchas nisui by gimel regalim? Because you have a chiyuv of simche v'somachto b'chagecho. Yeah, you have a chiyuv of simche for the yomtiv, so you cannot make another simcha, another chiyuv of simcha on the day that you have to make the simcha v'somachto b'chagecho v'loi v'ishtecho. You have to have simcha only b'chagecho in your yomtiv. Yeah, ain me'arvin simcha b'simcha, it says in Gemara Mishnah. You can't mix up together two different simchas. So the shaila is, what about Tosefes Yom Tov? Tosefes Yom Tov, he was mekabel on himself Yom Tov before Yom Tov went in. Are you allowed to make then the zman of Tosefes Yom Tov? The zman of Tosefes Yom Tov, the chagav is from plaga mincha. You can have an hour and a half, even more. He made the places. Yeah, you have this hour. The shaila is if you could make simchas nisuin in the Tosefes Yom Tov. So in Tosefes it says that you could make. Ksuvis Daf Mem Zayin. Tosefes in Ksuvis Daf Mem Zayin says, "Afol gav de omar b'moed koton v'tamachto b'chagecho v'lo v'ishtecho." The ein noisim noshim b'chodesh moed. You cannot marry noshim b'chodesh moed. Bishuv the ein me'arvin simcha v'simcha. You can't mix up simcha v'simcha. V'drosh ogmiro. He says it's a d'oraisa dikedin. It's not tam derabon. It's d'oraisa dikedin. Ikule meimar the ocho airi sho achat lifnei yom tov shehu ke yom tov leinyan melocha. It's talking about over here, the Gemara Ksuvos over there, talking about sho achat lifnei yom tov shehu ke yom tov leinyan melocha. It's yom tov leinyan simcha, it's not yom tov. We see over here, Yivaldi Kazach. He was mekabel kedushat yomtev. He was mekabel. He added on himself. He went in already to the yomtev, but mitzvah simchat yomtev he doesn't have yet. Simchat yomtev doesn't have. Simchat yomtev is only in the night when the yomtev himself comes in. Tosefes is not for the mitzvot of the day. Tosefes is only for chiyuv isur melacha. That's the one side. All the mitzvahs that we have, all the mitzvahs that we have in Yontev are not chal and tzeiseth. In the other side, we see it says in the Gemara Pesachim Daf Tzeiseth of Beit Tzeiseth over there, it says like this, that if someone is very tired in Leila Seder, he wants to start early the Leila Seder. Yeah, the Pesach, first Pesach night, Leila Seder. So what does he do? He can make Tzeiseth Yontev, Daven Ma'ariv, he makes the kiddush, but you could say the agode, start saying the agode, but eat the matzah. You can't eat the matzah before the night. Before the night comes in, you cannot eat the matzah. Mitzvah tachinat matzah is only balaylo. Only balaylo. Balaylo. Then we learn it from Kol Pesach for eating. It says in the Torah, loshen balaylo in the night. The only balaylo you can eat, and he darshen it from the pasuk. That the reason why you cannot eat the matzah before, because it's not laila, it's not night. But if you, without the pasuk, ask the Rabbi Chana Matzah, mashna, without the pasuk, or what about the mitzvah tipui tzef mitzvahim that he did until now? It wasn't Pesach yet. It was only tzeiseth yom tov. Yeah? What about the kiddush he did? Yeah? The mitzvah of dalet koyseh, the first koyseh, you know, of kiddush, and then he said tipui tzef mitzvahim. Yeah? All these mitzvahs that are shaykh also to the night. To the Laila. This he could do. Only mitzvah tachilas maso, because zayis maso you can't eat only balaylo, because it said in the Torah balaylo. The shayla is, how can you make the mitzvah of Yontev before Yontev came in? Yontev didn't come in yet. You made your tzeiseth, okay? That's the mitzvah's etzer, to make tzeiseth, to add in. But mitzvah's etzer of that is shayich to Pesach itself, it's only when Pesach itself comes in. After the Pesach Yichomim, the next day comes in, then, like we see over here, in the Gemara in Tuvah and Zayin, in the Pesach, that the mitzvah Simche is only when the night comes in, after Pesach Yichomim, so also the mitzvah Matzo, the mitzvah Simpo Yitzias Mitzrayim, is also supposed to be only when the night comes in, before the night comes in, Lichure, we don't have the mitzvah yet we don't have the mitzvah. So how could we be yoseh yelechoyva the mitzvah before the night comes in? That's the contradiction in the Teisvah. It's a theory of the Teisvah. It's a question asked to Rabbi Chana Vasama. Rabbi Chana Vasama in Pesachim, the Koyvet Shiyum in Pesachim over there on Tzadik Tes on the base, he asked this question. So we'll see now, we have Machlekes, Atad and Marshal in two places. Beitem, it's Leshitotim, it's one Machleket. And we'll see that Beitem, they argue in the Mahut, in the Etem, what's the Indian of Tzeiseth Yom Tov. One place we see, the Mishneh Berurah brings it, in Siman Reish Tamech Zayin. Reish Tamech Zayin. The Shaila is, one who was Mekabel, he was Mekabel Tzeiseth Shabbos, yeah, and he made Kiddush and everything, and he started to eat the Seudah Shabbos. He started eating. The Shaila is if he could finish the Seudah Shabbos event before Shabbos Tzeiseth Koychovim comes in, before the night. Tzeiseth Shabbos, he was Mekabel, so for him it's Shabbos already. So he could be Mekayim Mitzvah Seudah Shabbos in the Zman of Tzeiseth Shabbos, in the time of Tzeiseth Shabbos. Or not. The Marshal said, yeah. The Mashal said you could be Mekabel Zman Tzeiseth Shabbos, when you're Mekabel the Zman Tzeiseth Shabbos, you could eat the Seudo, and after you eat the Seudo, and you could finish the Seudo even before. You can finish the Seudo even before. Reish Tamech Zayin. ויש חלקים וסוימרים שיזוהר למשך סעודות היד הלילה ויוריכם כזייס בלילה. Other say that you have to carry on the seudah until the night. V'yoichal b'laylo. And if you didn't eat the seudah kezayis b'laylo, it's not good. What's the machlokes over here? If you could finish the seudah before, or you have to have a kezayis b'laylo. Why do you have to have a kezayis b'laylo? Because it's the same thing. Because onam you are mekabel to sefer Shabbat, but you're making your seudah Shabbat before, but adayin the night didn't come in. So mitzvah seudah Shabbat, we learn it from the Gemara, the pasuk hayoyim hayoyim hayoyim. We learn it. You have to eat it on Shabbat. Today is not Shabbat yet. You are mekabel to sefer Shabbat, but Shabbat didn't come in. That's the machlekes and marshal in the Taz. We find another machlekes marshal in the Taz. That's in the end of Sukkot. Before Shmini Atzeres, after we finish Yom Tov of Sukkot, and we come into the new Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres, I think in the Chutzot, you're still in the Sukkot, I think. That's the story, we're starting in the Sukkot. Yeah. I can find it. When you have the last day of Sukkot, and you're mekabel on yourself, the next Yom Tov, the new Yom Tov of Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah Shmini Atzeres. In the Shmini Atzeres, you're potul, but I'm ikar din to eat in the Sukkah. The Shaila is, what should you do? If you want to make Kiddush for the next Yom Tov, where are you going to make the Kiddush? You're going to make it in the Sukkah? Because it's still day. The day of Sukkah, the seventh day of Sukkah, didn't go out yet. The seventh day of Sukkah will finish the Seis HaKolchomim. So, whatever you put in your mouth, it has to be in the Sukkah. And you can't do it out of the Sukkah. But it's that chaini, you're mekabel Shmini Atzeres. If you're mekabel Shmini Atzeres, it's the next day already. The next day Shmini Atzeres, you cannot eat in the Sukkah. It's about 30. So you mamish, you don't know what to do. Well, what should you do? So there's machlekes and mashal in the Taz. The mashal said that kol og, still Sukkah didn't go out, you're mechuyev to eat in the Sukkah. Therefore, you cannot make Kiddush. Because you can't make Kiddush of Shmini Atzeres, V'yoyim v'chayv Shmini Atzeres, so then turn into Sukkah. It's time for the disaster. You can't do it. So what should you do? You can't make Kiddush. You have the Tisefet Yom Tov, you wait until the night to make Kiddush. The Taz says no. You will make Kabbal now Tisefet Yom Tov. So what happened with your Kabbalah, you made the end of the day, it's like the next day. It's mamash Shmini Atzeres now. You're mekabel Shmini Atzeres, so you cut off from the Sukkot. I don't know if it's today to do it, but you cut off if you did it. And you cut off from the Sukkot. Today is Shmini Atzeres. Today you're potu from Sukkot. Ask it again. We don't fast like this. We don't fast like this. But that's what the Taz says. You cut off from the Sukkot, and today when you're mekabel the next day, you're mekabel already, and it's like today is already Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres. We see machlekes and mashal in the Taz. What's the machlekes and mashal in the Taz? What's the Tisefet Shabbos? When the Torah is taught that you have to make the Tisefet Shabbos, what's in it? Haim, it's only Isu Meloche. One side is Isu Meloche. The mashal holds that it's only Isu Meloche. You mekabel and you said Isu Meloche. It says in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that said it's only mitzvah esed. You cannot do your melachet. It's a mitzvah eset. It's a isur eset. It's not like Shabbat itself. It's not like Yom Tov itself. There's no love. There's no kile. If you make melachah on the seventh Shabbat, it's only mitzvah eset. But mitzvah eset. What's the mitzvah eset? Not to do melachet. But it's still Friday. Erev Shabbat. It's still Erev Shabbat. It's not the next day. The Shabbat itself, the kedushas haShabbat, didn't come in yet. That's the mashal. You made it. It's not the mashal. You have to eat. Seudah Shabbat. You can't eat your Seudah Shabbat on Friday. You're Mekabel Shabbat. Very good. You're Mekabel Shabbat. You can't make Melacha. You're Mekabel Mitzvah Tesseh. Mitzvah Tesseh of Tisefet Shabbat. But how could you eat your Seudah Shabbat on Friday? The Seudah Shabbat was Metukun, Medivrei Kabbalah. It's Medivrei Kabbalah. To eat it, it's like Alokha Meshuv Sinai. The Chassid Sefer says that the Seudah Shabbat, three Seudah Shabbat is Alokha Meshuv Sinai. No, right. It's Alokha Meshuv Sinai. So what's the Alokha Meshuv Sinai? To eat it on Shabbat. Shabbat didn't come in yet. The Kedusha of the Shabbat is only after Pesach Kirchovim. Says the Marshal, you have to eat a Kedai after Pesach Kirchovim. The same Marshal. Kiddush? Kiddush, Kiddush is something else. Okay. same Arshav said this, Bilchus Sukkah. If you're mekabel shmini aseret, you can't make kiddush. Why? Because if you're going to make kiddush, you have to drink the wine in the sukkah, and it's not in the sukkah. It's a contradiction. You can't do it. You can't make a kiddush of shmini aseret in the sukkah. Why do we have to do it dafka in the sukkah? Because it's still sukkah. You're mekabel b'tzeit yom tov, okay? You're mekabel b'tzeit yom tov, but the day is day of sukkah. The day is not a day of Shmini Atzeret. The tag is such a thing. The tag holds no. When you're mekabel tisefes, it's not tav you're mekabel leitu meloch. It's not tav leitu meloch. When you're mekabel tisefes, you kiyu. It's like you make the day, you cut off from the last day, and you already brought in the next day. It's mamish considered Shabbos koydish. And Kedusha Tashabbat already you have by you. You're Mekabel Shabbat and you have Kedusha Tashabbat by you. That's the Tal. It's the same thing by Shmini Atzeret. When you're Mekabel Shmini Atzeret on the last day of Chol HaMoed of Sukkot, the seventh day of Sukkot, you're Mekabel, that's Tal Yisur Meloche. You're Mekabel also the Etzem Shmini Atzeret. Today for you, it's Shmini Atzeret. I thought maybe, I see the Tal, if somebody is Bar Mitzvah, yeah? On Shabbat. Somebody gets Bar Mitzvah on Shabbat. Maybe he wants to be godly before. He wants to make himself a godly before. Say so you should be mekabel b'tzeit Shabbos, and the next day is already coming. You could be 13. You could be mechuyav b'mitzvah before. Okay. At kedei kach. The day mamish started by him, by his kavanah. This is the chiddush of the Torah. By his kavanah, he was mekabel already. The next day is considered the next day. Not the machlekes mashal in the Torah. Okay, but we think that the Da'at HaShulchan Aruch, there's two ways. Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim chai. Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim chai. Everything is right. You could make two sorts of Kabbalah. You can have two sorts of Kabbalah. You can have the Kabbalah of Isur Meloche. That's one sort of Kabbalah. The Mashal and the Taz argue the Ikros in Kabbalah. The Haloche, the Shulchan Aruch. So in order to answer the Shulchan Aruch, the contradictions in the Shulchan Aruch, so we think that the Shulchan Aruch holds, and you can do both ways, two ways of the Kabbalah Shabbat. There's one way of Kabbalah Shabbat to win the Kabbalah yourself, Isur Meloche. Isur Meloche. It says in the Kiveigel, the Siman Reis Samech Aleph. Reis Samech Aleph of Kiveigel, the Shulchan Aruch says that if the Kabbalah on yourself, Isur Meloche, he brings this in the name of the Levush. It's like a nether. Maybe you need Kabbalah B'peh. The Mishnah has a topic. If you need Kabbalah B'peh, you have to say it in your mouth. You're Mekabel Shabbat, Mekabel Yisur Meloche. Or even if in your heart, you also can. You don't have to say it in your mouth. So it's a topic in the Mishnah. But that's one way of making a Mitzvah Shabbat. You have a Mitzvah Shabbat. Somebody who makes a Zav because the Shabbat has a Mitzvah Shabbat. But there's another way of becoming a Mitzvah Shabbat, and that's if you say Hareini Mekabel Olai Kedusha. If you say Stamarini Mekabel Olai Shabbat, that's Isur Meloche. But you could also Mekabel Kedusha Shabbat. I know you could make the other way of Tosefes Shabbat. You could take the day and cut it off from Friday and add it on to the Shabbat. That only if you say Hareini Mekabel Kedusha Shabbat. It might say, but there's a Shaini Mefuroshim, and there's a Ritva in Rosh Hashanah, and there's a Ra'o in Brochet. And there's a Ramban in Tel Ha'odom. All three say that Lehedia. They say that if one wants to be Mekabel on himself, Kedusha Shabbat, when he makes Kiddush, yeah? Or you say Bolfu, yeah? That's the coming of the next day. Or he davens the Tefillah of Shabbat, that's the coming of the next day. That's being Mekabel Kedusha Shabbat. We see it in the Rishonim already. But if you say only Areini Mekabel Olai Shabbat, Isur Meloche, like we brought with Rabbi Kiva Eger B'Shem HaLevush, that's only Isur Meloche. So we have two ways. You know, a man could be Mekabel on the Shabbat. Now we'll see. We had a contradiction in Taisus. Taisus one side said that Mitzvah Simcha, there's no Mitzvah Simcha in the Tzavet Shabbat. No Mitzvah Simcha in the Tzavet Shabbat. With that Shaini we saw in Taisus B'Tochim B'Tzavet Shabbat, that there is, you could be Mekai Mitzvah Sipo Yitzias Mitzrayim, Mitzvah Kiddush, Mitzvah, yeah, and all these things, you could be Mekayim. Matzah, no, because matzah it says balayla. But if you wouldn't say balayla, you could also eat your matzah before Tzeitzah Rechavim. It is not a Tzeitzah Rechavim. What's the pshat? See there, that's the thing. Pshat is very important. Tzeitzah over here is talking about Tzeitzah Rechavim, Tzeitzah Rechavim. Now look in the Lashon. Tzeitzah says, Ayri, talking about Shor Achatib Yomtev, an hour before Yomtev, he was the cover of Yomtev, an hour before Yomtev, Shehu ke Yomtev le'inyan melocho. Le'inyan melocho, says Tesef. Only le'inyan melocho he was mekadem. The Tesef is b'oraisin. U'b'teilo b'oitosho min ha-melocho. The time that he was mekadem Shabbos, he's bottle. He doesn't do any more melocho. But he's not talking about that he's mekadem kedushas yomtev. It's a chaini. When you're talking about the Tesef that's talking about Tzavitev, what's talking about over there? He started his Leila Seder. He davened Ma'ariv. He has his tefillah of yomtev. He's made Kiddush of Yom Tev. Over there, what's the Tisefet? The Tisefet is Tam Tisefet. The Tisefet is Gdushas Yom Tev. That the other day already came in. If the other day came in, Shabbat you could eat. You could eat matzah. You could eat. You could make a Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Everything. But matzah, we have a pasuk. Balayla. Only a balayla. Same thing about the mincha over here. A woman was at light candle. The lighting of the candles is not tam isur melacha. The lighting of the candles is mekabel kedushat Shabbos, ner shel Shabbos. If she was mekabel kedushat Shabbos, she can't daven in. It's the next day. If it's the next day, she has to daven ma'ariv two times. If it's the next day, you can't daven now weekly day mincha. Weekly day mincha, you can't daven if it's by you Shabbos. You're mekabel already kedushat Shabbos. Vele, such were the contradictions. Chlal, im roiv akol. We said one side. We see somebody came late to shul. All the people is already davening. Yeah, all the people are davening. So he goes outside. He davens his mincha outside. The chagah we see the sun is up. He's davening quietly. Why can't he daven inside the shul? No, al pi pashin al tibo. You don't have to make a vow. Even if you're in your corner, you have to go out. Every the tibo is shabbat. You're chol. You go out. That's alti pushing the people. You're not Shabbos now. That's one thing. That's in the Sif Tesvot. Sif Yud Beis, we see that if Reva Kol Kiblu Alem Shabbos, the meal, if the majority was Mekabel Shabbos, the meals are nigger after the Rov. Yeah? If the nigger after the Rov, it's Shabbos already. How would the one who comes, the person who came to Shul late, how can he daven weekly day mincha if it's already Shabbos for the people, it's Shabbos? The answer is, Enechaname. Vadai, if most of the tibur, the majority of the tibur was mekabel Shabbos, okay, so he is nigger after istu velocho, yes, but until he wasn't mekabel kedusha Shabbos, it's still weekly day. He has a mitzvah set and has to do a velocho, but he could daven mincha. So we see over here a very big chiddush in Aruch Lemaisa. Rabbi Yashi passed the Aruch Lemaisa. So it's mitzvah set to make Tisefet Shabbos. Tisefet Shabbos is kedai to manage to think it or to say it, to say it. Tisefet Shabbos. But now, though, if you didn't daven mincha yet, you can't say Tisefet Shabbos already mekabel alai kedushas Shabbos. You can't be mekabel kedushas Shabbos. Because if you mekabel kedushas Shabbos, it's the next day already. You can't daven mincha. Yeah, you can't daven weekly the mincha if it's kedushas Shabbos. But you mekabel alai Shabbos, mekabel for Isur Melacha. You can't make melacha and come to shul and daven mincha a weekly day mincha. We see just a small vote. We see last week's parsha said we said every kiddush every Shabbos. Shomru made for us a Shabbos. Last week it's a Shabbos that they wrote. What's last week it's a Shabbos? We're making the Shabbos. What do we do? What's last week it's a Shabbos? Yeah. Shmita melacha. Yes. Shmita.
Making kiddush.
You're making kedusha on level. Okay, that's the first of Shabbat. You have to make your Shabbat. You have to put toichin in your Shabbat. That's time to lay down and do nothing. That's it. It's a Shabbat. Make it. But maybe there's a remez over here also to this. Last week it's a Shabbat. Yeah, Shabbat comes in by himself. But we have also a mitzvah etzel. Last week it's a Shabbat to go into the Shabbat a little before. We see that the Shabbat is mekoyin abrocho. The Koyah Brocha is the Shabbat. If one wants the whole Shefa of Brocha the week after comes from the Shabbos. One who wants bracha, yeah, and shows the Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's not the Shabbos came, I don't do melacha. No, you come before, you get the Shabbos in. Your last is the Shabbos. You make the Shabbos on you, then you will have the Kadosh Baruch Hu.
You have to have these.